Dear friends, we've been praying a lot lately concerning our beloved brethren in many parts of the world who are being persecuted, imprisoned, beaten, tortured, and killed. The devil's people are throwing bombs right in their church buildings. These brethren are being killed as lambs at the slaughter. The Lord gave Brother Joseph the following prophecy of encouragement and guidance for these brethren and for us all. Please listen carefully, because persecution will soon spread all over the world, as it is written in Matthew 24, from 8 till 13. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved.
Fear not. My children, as I have said, do not fear. They that kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. I say to you, who are now insulted, or persecuted, or imprisoned, or killed, I am the Lord. I am able to repay these, your persecutors, and I will. Except they repent, they will spend eternity under my just fire of wrath. I will cause them to reap the same pain, sorrow, and destruction they are sowing in the name of their selfishness, hard, evil hearts, idols, and false gods. Do not be surprised concerning the trials, which is to try you, as some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice that you partake of my sufferings, that when my glory is revealed, you also may be glad with me forever. If you are reproached for my name's sake, blessed are you, for my spirit of glory is upon you. Even as they blaspheme me, I am glorified. My beloved bride, know this. It is a righteous thing with me to recompense in due time tribulation to them that trouble you. For I am a righteous God, a God of love and forgiveness to all that repent, but also a God of justice and punishment to those who reject my love and salvation. I will judge all things. As they shed the precious blood of my saints and prophets, so will I recompense them accordingly and eternally, except they repent. Therefore I say unto you, my suffering children, call upon me in your day of trouble, for I will deliver you. Either through life or death, for I am faithful, and you will glorify me. As I've said, when these things begin to happen, look up, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws near. My beloved ones, fear neither persecution nor death, for I have already overcome all these things. Strengthen therefore yourselves in me, and you will prevail over it all, as I have, because I am in you, and nothing will be impossible for me through you. Just believe. Be neither angry, nor hate them who persecute you, use violence and even kill you, for many of them are only victims of the wicked one. For many of them, the unrepented ones, awaits a dreadful, terrible eternity. Pity them. But remember the charge I've given you, to love even these, your enemies. For I know that many of them will be turned to me and to my salvation because of my love through you. Those who will turn to me in true repentance, I will forgive. For I am a God of love and forgiveness, and I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. nor in that of my enemies. I am the true God. My nature is not violence, vengeance, and murder, such as the false gods of your enemies are. Neither I am the God that those who are rich and who rejoice in evil, who are proud, full, unmerciful, of a hard heart, who make war, who persecute. For these are they who will go to everlasting punishment and hell. I open my kingdom of heaven to the poor in spirit. I comfort those who mourn. I cause the meek to inherit the earth. I fill those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. My mercy is for those who are merciful, only for those who are pure in heart. For only these will see me and my loving Father. Only the peacemakers will be called the sons of God. And I will bless those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I will bless them with my kingdom of heaven. I say to you, my beloved children, who are now reviled and persecuted, and against whom they say all kinds of evil against you falsely, for my sake, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets who were before you. But when they persecute you, remember what I say to my first apostles. You must be ready to flee to other places and cities. But I will return before you will have gone to all the cities. Beloved, do not seek refugees in the religious building of modern false Laodicea church of the same time. You must meet in small groups, in secret places, such as in the privacy of your homes, just like my early church did. And so they escape many persecution, many killings. You must move, beloved. Be open to change. You're meeting places as often as you need them. Change around. Do so, and it will be difficult for your enemies and the devil to know where you are and where you meet. My beloved, do not fear death, for death is nothing. It is just for a moment, just a brief passage from your world of suffering to my world where you will exult in happiness. And you who die in faith, you will share the greatest reward with me in an eternity of love, peace, joy, happiness, and plenty in the house of our loving Father. Yes, I say to you, be glad, for only you have the true God of love, peace, forgiveness, repentance, and salvation. The true God extends his love, forgiveness, and salvation even to the enemies. The true God who became flesh in order to pay for what you, unworthy and sinful ones, could not and never could. The payment for your sins and your eternal salvation and redemption. So do not worry about your enemies who are showing the true colors, spirit, and essence of their false God, which is hate, violence, murder, death. As I live, says the Lord, as they sow, they will also reap, except they repent. Again I say, rejoice, my children, who are now suffering for love and righteousness, because, as I have said in my written word, you who continue in my trials, upon you I have bestowed a kingdom, even as my Father has also bestowed upon me, that you may eat and drink forever at my table and sit with me on my throne, judging, yes, all of you who are faithful to me. I am Jesus, and I never leave you nor forsake you, because I am your Savior and Lord of lords and King of kings.